I know Rob calls it the worst of the weather, but, you know, really we could stand some more of that worst of the weather stuff that's off to the south and west. And it is. It's fairly solid rain now. Houston proper is not getting any rain, but really just at the edge of the loop and all the way out about as far as the radar goes, you'll find shower activity. And some of it is fairly significant. As far as Brazos County is concerned, I guess we could say two-thirds of the county is getting or gotten some rain here this morning, and most all of it is below Bryan. But, for instance, in northern, extreme northern and eastern Brazos County, there's no clouds, no rain activity going on right there right now. But nonetheless, it could be happening. And, by the way, if you're going to be driving over towards San Antonio, for instance, that's just solid rain. That's just you're gonna be in rain almost the entire way. So know that. And again, it's all from the tropical storm. All right. As far as the weather is concerned in other parts of the world, how about so hot that corn is popping on the stalk? When it gets hot, the joke is that corn is popping on the stalk. Well, it turns out, Hardin County, Kentucky, a farmer says that some ears among his feed corn popped before being harvested.
Oh, my.
Agricultural experts say the rare phenomenon is associated with irregular rainfall and high heat. Preston Patrick sent a photograph, in fact, of the burst kernels that looked like partially popped corn to the University of Kentucky Cooperative Extension Service. The hot and dry conditions are actually triggered what agriculture experts called popped kernel, as described in a recent issue of the Kentucky Pest News.
Whoa! Now, there's a subscriber, yeah. Right?
Now, let's see, who would a Kentucky pest be if they don't live in Louisville? See, because I figure that's probably where most of the Kentucky pests would be, but they'd be in the same state. Excuse me, same Commonwealth. But nonetheless, the term refers to when the seed coat on the crown of the corn actually breaks open, and that gives the appearance of a partially popped kernel of corn. So it doesn't really pop because of the heat, but what happens is that
it just kind of ruptures.
Exactly, that little seed coat breaks. The outer coat of the kernel can explode from heat after the ears are pollinated. Temperatures in corn fields can be 10 degrees higher. Say amen, brother. I've been there for that. Than in the surrounding
amen,
areas.
Amen, brother.
Preach on.
One year, they had me for about 3 weeks in the corn fields rather than in the cotton fields when I was working in the fields. And that didn't work because I wasn't any taller then than I am now. wasn't any shorter either.
Yeah.
No, but the point
That's
is...
That's right. Anybody seen Scotty?
That, yeah, he shimmied up another corn stalk. Yeah,
that cotton doesn't get that tall. I mean, the cotton can get up a little ways. It'll get up waist high or whatever, but the corn...
But not taller than Scotty.
No, the corn would get over my head.
Right.
That's right.
Nasty hot in there.
Yeah, you get to about dusk and nobody's seen Scotty.
Plus, it's in the summer, and, you know, after that, they start to get...
He's got a flag on his beanie while he walks around the cornfield.
Hello?
Are those popped kernels any relation to Cap'n Crunch?
Yeah. Good.
Could be. Yeah, could happen. But the other thing is, you know, when that corn gets ready for harvest, that those little leaves will cut you. I mean, that's sharp stuff there. It's like a bunch of little paper cuts.
And, Scotty, you don't want to be in the field when there's harvesting because machines come through.
Yeah. Going to do a north by northwest thing. Yeah. Diving from the airplane.
Yeah.
All right. I am not what you would call an early adopter. I don't do that. I mean, that's just not me. Tom is. He's of the three of us. You know, he's the one who goes out and gets the newest gadgets firstest. And I don't do that. But I did one time.
I'd say that Chase is pretty much of a gadget guy.
Okay.
Give him some credit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You want me to give you a credit card? I'm not giving him a credit card.
Yeah. No,
please.
Sounds like you were besmirching Chase.
No.
Oh, he's just setting himself up was all he was doing.
Thank you.
On the rare occasion... I got a GPS, okay? I got me a GPS.
See, I don't...
What?
Well, I mean, I've lived here for 25 years. I know my way around here, but, you know, on the few occasions I'm out of town, I just don't understand.
You don't understand what?
Well, the need for one.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, this happened to be we were going to another state.
Yeah, okay, I can see that.
And looking to buy a house, okay?
Yeah.
So when you're in a town in a state you've never been in, being able to enter the address and it getting you there was pretty important. So anyway, we got it. We named it Martha because it was a female voice and Martha would talk to us and all that stuff. Well, I know. Losers.
Yeah.
Martha.
Well, what do you want to
do? You still have Martha, or do you?
Yeah, did you take it back to the store after you got back from that?
Yeah, this thing doesn't work.
He doesn't do me as well as you do, Jake. Yeah.
I don't think I want this anymore. I'm going to go ahead and give it back.
Barely used it.
Martha met. Not at all. Martha met.
It's on Craigslist right now.
Yeah. Martha met an untimely end, but anyway.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. But anyhow, digital Mac map, but you've heard them, right? They go in 300 feet, and then recalculating and all those things. But MapMaker NavTech is launching a service designed to add the human element to GPS navigation. Dubbed Natural Guidance, the service ditches the traditional GPS instructions and provides users with directions that they would otherwise receive from friends or family.
Good morning, Scott.
Oh,
this
nice.
Is Martha. Do you even know where you are going?
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Did you do that, Chase?
Okay, do this. Mm. Put one together. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Ben. Are you happier now? And we'll call him in just a minute, okay? Let's see how he feels about that. In the meantime, rather than, say, turn right in 150 feet, as current GPS devices would do, NavTex gives directions based on landmarks. The instructions will be turn right after the yellow shop or turn left at the traffic signal. Or if it's from dysfunctional families, hey, you idiot, you missed the turn. Could be saying that to you. Okay, you ready?
Oh, yeah. Well, what kind of voice do you want?
Oh, that one, I guess that would be, well, hang on, just we'll see. Hello.
I want you guys to know that when Scott would get bored with something and driving around, he'd sit there and deliberately go the wrong way just so he could hear Martha going, recalculating.
Yeah.
And after he'd done that about four or five times, she'd just get this disgust in her voice of recalculating.
Thank you. And then it finally says, there is a better route.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it will. It will say that. Uh-huh. Hello?
Yeah, I thought with the human elements, maybe it was, I don't care if we're lost, I'm not asking directions.
That, you could do that. You could yell back at it.
That's funny. Okay. Jackie just totally busted Scott.
Well, what other voices do we have?
Oh, gosh, they've got a ton.
Oh, you got a British accent? He'd probably like
that. Yeah.
Yeah, let's see.
Hang on. I've got to retype it now.
Okay. Sorry.
Do you want a British woman or a...
Yeah, British woman, I think, yeah. Okay, and then we'll kind of preview it, then we'll call
Do
it.
You want a preview?
Yeah,
let's see.
Listen, yeah.
We have... We have Audrey.
Audrey, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
Audrey. Here's Audrey. Okay. Here's Audrey.
Okay.
Or it's downloading.
Good morning, Ben. Are you happy now?
All right, there you go. Okay.
Huh. We really are going to get fired now.
I'm not involved with this.
You're not.
No, I'm just sitting there.
Explaining to my wife, second grader, and 18-month-old, why daddy needs unemployment now.
Yeah. Daddy's back home again.
Yeah. Second time in 4 years.
Wonderful. I'm broadcasting. This is Missy.
Hey, Missy.
Hi, Missy.
Is Ben there?
I'm running out of employment options here.
Let me grab him. Hold
okay,
on.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you don't have a lot more places. Yeah.
They even closed up shop down at the HEB hiring store downstairs.
Yeah, that is a problem.
And you had experience.
I know.
Okay, here we go. Need to be quiet when he gets home.
It's like trick or treat. It's like a surprise party.
Yeah.
Everybody hide behind the
really
couch.
Bad sign if you didn't even take our call.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
My cheering section beat you guys to the punch there. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right,
good morning, Ben. Are you happy now?
So we finally gone to the land.
Yeah.
Hey, don't let Clear Channel hear this, okay?
That's right. We'll do their programming for them.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. We just we thought
what,
it would.
What is that? Wait a minute. Let me go to the computer and look this up.
Yeah. Well, we thought it wouldn't be safe to talk to you, so we thought we'd put a kind of an intermediary in there to talk to you first, kind of to test the waters to see how you were.
Yeah.
And
this is much better. This is a wonderful plan of yours.
Yeah, thank you.
I think this is fine. Have you try this?
Okay.
Can it say Texas A&M 43 SFA 3 or whatever it was?
Oh, yeah.
Or 48-7 even. Yeah.
If we actually got the got it right. Yeah.
Well,
and I don't know if you can do individual letters, but Chase is he's already used it twice on me this morning. So immediately I thought, well, we should
keep in mind Chase had a family to feed.
See, we had that just in case you were going to fire us on the air. So we'd go ahead and roll that out there.
Now,
so
Chase,
you have that. Yeah.
If you get that suck,
well,
if you get
I,
that
I apologize for my harshness. I actually expected you guys to sort of jump back at me, and I had the backup plan all ready to go here. But, but I didn't expect you to just roll over. I guess that was what I guess I was hearing that stuff called guilty as charged.
We basically because we were busted. Yeah, we did feel. That
oh
way.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we have sort of
good point. We got to that.
Pattern,
but have you been to that Google thing? It's annoying as hell today.
I don't mind. It's fine.
What?
It's those little. It's like little bubbles. Just kind of, it's like that candy stuff.
No, it's like cockroaches when you turn the light on.
It is not. Is not. It's like little candy bubbles.
It's not. It's not.
Kind of, it's like you know when you that magnet toy that we used to have where you put the beard and the hair on the bulb.
It's available at a local toy store. Thank you very much.
Really?
Right. It was
thing with the iron balls.
Yeah, it's Whisker Willie or something.
Yeah, Whisker Willie. Yeah.
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 But I beg your pardon.
But what Tom did is he went ahead and glued his face on there so he could grow hair again.
Yeah. All right. If Chase gets spiky hair, but nonetheless
it's hair.
If Chase gets that machine to do tennis names, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
I know that.
Did we end up with any parting shots for Ben before we leave? No, he went away. Okay.
Oh, dang.
Did he? Really?
Just in time for I was going to spring this one on him. It's German.
Finalscore. Texas A&M, 48. Stephen F. Austin, 7.
Boy, the Stephen F. Austin came through.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was even clearer than the Texas A&M.
That was Reiner.
That's right. Let's held him to Zetons.
Here's Mike. Mike's English. It'll take just a second or two for Mike to come through.
Right, here we go.
Here's Mike.
Final score. Texas A&M, 48.
Nah.
Stephen F. Austin, 7.
Oh, that's Stephen F. Austin 7 comes through.
Yeah, I don't know if I like doing that.
Can you do A&M?
I did A space and space.
No, no, N, just the letter N.
Yeah, A.
Try that.
Texas A-N?
A&M.
Like in Wings and More.
So here we go. We're trying this. We're trying to replace ourselves, folks. Can you tell?
We really are.
Yeah.
Final score. Texas A&M, 48.
Not that good.
Stephen F. Austin, 7.
Okay. Chase, I think you and I are safe, okay?
Yeah. Wait, I give scores.
Oh, yeah, that's right. News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's about 11 minutes still. The voice thing is fun, you know, to just doing computer-type stuff. And I guess because finally I had to replace, again, a phone at the house for about the third time in 3 years. I guess there's a downside to buying phones based on the price, you know. Hey, look, I got a new phone for $39.99. So I got a new phone for the house that has talking caller ID. It'll say who's calling. And, you know, invariably it's not anything right. And so when I call, for instance, if I call the house, I called the house a little while ago, and what shows up is Brian Broadcasting.
Right, with the master number if you call from our main phones.
Exactly. But, you know, the screen can't get Broadcasting. So
it says Brian.
It says call from Brian Broadcasting.
Oh, I thought it said Brian Broad.
No, Brian Broadcasting.
Some Brian Broad's calling.
Hey, cool, yeah. But again, I mean, and that was technology I really didn't want, and I guess I can disable it, which means I'd have to go in and read the book. So, I mean, yeah, that's a lot of trouble. But, I mean, do you really need talking caller ID? I mean, I just
Well, you know, some of the satellite providers, and I don't know because I don't have Suddenlink phones, so I don't know if they do this. If you bundle everything, the caller ID will pop up on your TV screen.
It does. It does.
I kind of figured that.
Yeah, so. And it does, and that's okay. But again, I don't want to hear the phone talking to me about who's calling me. But nonetheless, hey, new poll finds that many U.S. Americans have skewed perceptions when it comes to their weight, often believing they're thinner than they really are. Yeah, that's a shock. Even when the scales are shouting out otherwise. In the survey,
fat!
Yep, 30% of those classified as overweight believe they were actually normal-sized. No, we're not. While 70% of those
normal is a relative term.
Yeah, very true. While 70% of those classified as obese felt that they were simply overweight.
And if you're obese, you need some insurance.
You do. But the insurance is more expensive because you're obese. Among the heaviest group, the morbidly obese, almost 60% pegged themselves as obese. Well, good for them.